Hey, Frugal Friends, this is Eric Sirianni, producer of this podcast, and I'm here to let you know that we have four bonus episodes that we'll be releasing over the next four Tuesdays starting today. But wait, there's more. These podcasts are actually videos that we recorded at ThinCon 2019 in DC, and they're also available on YouTube by searching Frugal Friends ThinCon 2019 or by clicking the link in the show notes. Where's that beat? Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Are we good? Welcome to another episode of In Front of Two Mics with your Frugal Friends. I'm Jen.
I'm Jill.
And on this episode, we're talking about spending money.
Ooh. So tricky.
Do frugal people spend money?
Do we?
On things that you don't need to spend money on?
That sounds scandalous.
Right?
I think I spend money. Do you spend money?
I love spending money on the things I love.
Yeah.
So that's what I love spending money on.
I do have to admit, I talked about this with Eric because they actually had at... Somebody had asked this question at FinCon, like, what do you spend money on? And it's something we don't often talk about. So I do like the concept, but I realize that no matter even if it is something that I love, I don't love the act of spending money. Mm-hmm. I do think that there are things that that I do value and I'm okay with it, that I think is worth spending money on. But to say I love the act of money leaving my wallet, I don't know if I can get that on board with it.
No.
But more so the angle of what's worth it to you? Where do you want to invest and spend your money? For me, that's the angle I'm coming from.
Yes, yeah.
So what is that for you?
So for me, I love spending money on travel.
Yeah.
But not just traveling for traveling's sake. Like, I'm not a backpacker or anything. I like cruises, all-inclusive resorts, like things where I can go and then I don't have to spend any more money while I'm already on vacation.
Yeah.
So I will pay a premium to have one of these experiences instead of doing just really super frugal travel.
Like to not have to pull your wallet out of your purse while on vacation because it's already paid for. That does feel really good.
Yeah, so I will pay a premium at home to have that experience on vacation.
Yeah.
So,
who do you like going on vacation with?
I like going on vacation with Travis sometimes, my husband.
Why the sometimes?
If it comes down to pulling our wallets out on vacation, we have differing opinions on how we should be spending money on vacation.
So part of that vacation for you is not needing to even engage in conversation with him about how you're going to spend.
You just have to learn how to vacation with your spouse, and that is how we vacation well together. Yeah. Otherwise, I get home and I need a vacation from my vacation.
Sure.
And some marriage counseling.
Yeah. I like spending money. No. It is worth it for me to spend money. So I will say, I really enjoy when I'm able to give good gifts to people or special things. I'm not trying to make myself seem like a saint.
She gives good gifts.
No, I mean, sometimes they're really frugal gifts. I'm trying to bootstrap my way to a point of being able to give good gifts or paying for people when we go out to eat or... Yeah, being able to spend in that way and not be stingy when with other people. I think it places a lot of value on others that I have experienced from other people that I really enjoy and appreciate that I want to be able to give back. I think that's probably this question is a little bit tied into your why, right? Like, why be frugal? Why pay off debt? A lot of it is, like, what do you want to spend money on?
Yep.
So I think it does get to that. Other stupid things for me would be gum. Like, I want to be able to buy my gum shame-free.
Yeah.
And I am at that point where I can just buy packs and packs, mm-hmm. and no shame about it, because apparently it's saving me on my dentist bills. I went to the dentist. I told you earlier, I went to the dentist like a year ago after not having been for 5 years. And they were like, you have no cavities. Your gums look great. There's not a whole lot of plaque built up. Wow, you haven't been here in 5 years. Don't tell anybody that this is the case. And here I am telling everybody that I know. But I do think, this is my theory, there's no proof, but I can't help but wonder if it's all the gum that I chew.
If you had quadruple the amount of money, would you buy quadruple the amount of gum or nicer gum?
Quadruple the amount of gum.
Would you just have more gum throughout the week, or would you put all the gum in your mouth at once?
No, I realize I don't like it when I have too much gum in my mouth. Sometimes I will do half a stick of gum if in a real bind. Mm. I used to double up, but at this point, it's too hard to talk.
It's like the law of diminishing returns.
Yeah, and I know what kind of gum I like, so I think it would just be, I would stockpile and there would never be a fear of running out.
Yeah.
I'd have gum everywhere. I'd have it in my car, in my pocket, down my shirt, in my shoes, in my backpack, purse. Where else are there little cubies?
I don't know. You have a lot. You're a minimalist, so you have a lot of spaces.
I am a minimalist, but I would stack that gum. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind Two Mics. Is it in front of two mics or behind?
I think it's behind two mics.
Behind two mics.
Yeah.
Live from FinCon 19.
Yeah.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jill. Check us out. I'm Frugal Friends Community Group on Facebook, and share what you think is worth it to spend money on.
What you love spending money on, or you just don't feel bad spending money on.
Yeah. Either one. Either one will work. We'll take it.
Whatever.
We love it when people talk to us, because friends and friendships. Yes.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.